Outside Health and Fitness Podcast, episode 143, 7 Fall Fitness Ideas.
Welcome to the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. We're getting outside the box, outside our comfort zone, and outside and in shape. If you're bored with the same old fitness routine at the gym and you're ready to try something new, then this is the show for you. We're exploring new and fun ways to get fit on the trail, on the water, on the slopes, and outside.
Hi, this is Steve Stearns from Outside Health and Fitness, and thank you for joining me for another episode. If you're new to the show, we like to stay fit and active by having fun outside. We like to ride, slide, run, walk, hike, bike, golf, golf, swim, and ski. If it's fun outside and it keeps us healthy, we love it. So if you're like us and you like to have fun outside, then you found the right place. You know, I am here to help you find new motivation to be fit, to make working out less like work and more like fun. If you need a fitness partner to inspire you and help you find the fun in fitness, I'm your guy. All of my contact information can be found at outsidehealthandfitness.com. Reach out and let's get started. Well, it finally happened. Summer came to an end, but that simply means my favorite season is here. That's right, fall is in the air. You know, I love the temperatures, the colors, and all the great fun activities fall brings. Now, if you made some great gains this summer and you don't want to take a step backwards just because it's getting a little cooler or a little darker outside, you don't have to, because fall is a great time for fitness. And if you want to get a jump on the New Year's resolution crowd, fall is the perfect time to establish an active, healthy routine for yourself. On today's show, you'll discover how to dress and stay comfortable in cooler temperatures, how to stay safe working out in a slightly darker season, and 7 different ideas for getting outside and staying active this fall.
OutsideHealthAndFitness.com.
So thinking about what to wear in the fall can be pretty challenging because the temps are all over the place. In the Northeast, fall temperatures can range from the high 70s to the low 30s with or without wind. So it's really important to be flexible and to be prepared. When the weather is nice, it's really nice. So get out there and experience it. You could do things like mountain biking or running or walking. Those are all fall favorites. And one of my top favorites is hiking. On a beautiful day, the sky is bright. No clouds in the sky at all. The sun is shining. It's bright blue. And the cool 70-degree temperature is perfect for enjoying a hike on your favorite trail. You'll see the leaves turning, and you'll hear them crunching under your feet. And even though it's cool, you'll be burning some amazing calories and breaking a sweat. So dressing in layers is really the right approach for fall hiking. Your PolyPro shirt and pants wick sweat away, keeping you dry, while a breathable fleece mid-layer keeps you warm. As you approach the summit, the wind will pick up, so you want to throw on a windbreaker, and then you can sit there and comfortably enjoy the views. Even in the fall, when the temps are cooler, it's important to stay hydrated. You're losing water through sweat, and staying hydrated ensures that you get in a good workout and enjoy your day with no complications. Now, just in case, you've also packed some rain gear because fall can get rainy at times. You even throw in some extra tracking for your hiking boots. You know, wet leaves and even ice can appear suddenly on the trail in the fall, causing you to fall, which is probably why they named it fall. Now, of course, packing a hat and gloves in the fall is smart because even if the day starts out warm, it can change really quickly and drop toward the end of the day. So whether you're out for a walk, a hike, or even apple picking, bringing a hat and gloves is a really smart idea. So to recap, make sure that you're wearing layers so that you're wicking away the moisture, but you're staying warm and you're protected from the wind. Bring hat and gloves, stay hydrated, and you might even consider some extra traction for your hiking boots. Now, another consideration in the fall is safety. You know, it gets darker earlier at night and lighter later in the morning, so you might find yourself exercising in low light. Using a headlamp and running or walking in well-lit public places helps to ensure you can see, and it helps you feel a little safer, too. I'd also highly recommend using reflective clothing so that others can see you, too. You know, Melissa and I love to go for bike rides after work whenever we can, and that 45-minute bike ride we did in the summer that got us back to the house in broad daylight now has us coasting in the darkness. So we use reflective clothing and these little battery-powered blinking red lights for the front and back of our bikes so that cars can see us. Now, another important safety tip for exercising in low light is go with a friend. You know, it makes it more fun anyway, and when the light is low, it helps you feel a little safer. One last word on safety. Fall is also a time in many parts of the country where hunters are out in the woods. So be sure that you're wearing blaze orange if you're hiking or mountain biking in the woods so that you're highly visible and safe. Okay, so now we know how to dress for exercising and being active in the fall. We also know how to stay safe in the low light. And even though working out in the dark isn't really for everyone, you don't have to worry about that because there's lots of fun daylight activities that you can enjoy in the fall too. You know, we've already talked about some of them. You know, hiking is great, running, walking, cycling, and mountain biking. Those are some of my favorites right there. But here are a few other ideas that you may or may not have thought of before. Now, number one is to sneak in a little exercise at soccer practice or football practice. You know, in the fall, a lot of kids start their soccer programs, and you find yourself at practice, reading a book, looking through the newspaper, on your phone, but why not get in a little exercise? Here's an idea. Just get up and walk around the perimeter of the field. You get in some good exercise, and it's a great way to catch the practice from a variety of different angles. Number two is to bike to a farmer's market. You know, fall is harvest season, and that means your local farmer's markets are packed with produce. And if you have one close by, ditch the car and ride your bike. Grab a backpack so you can carry some fresh veggies home, and you'll get in a nice fall bike ride while you're getting some good healthy nutrition at the same time. It's a great combination. Number three is try disc golf. Of course, this would not be Outside Health and Fitness if I didn't mention disc golf because I love it. It is a ton of fun in the fall. You know, the courses are less crowded, the holes look entirely different because the leaves are falling, and it's a blast, whether you've done it before or not. In many parts of the country, it's free to play, or you might find a course nearby that charges a small fee like $5. Check it out. They've got everything that you need, and it's a fun way to get outside and get active this fall. Number four is to try something new. You know, if you've been thinking about trying something new, like disc golf, fall is the perfect time. It's like our brains are wired to learn in the fall. Just ask all of those school kids. Why not investigate a Tai Chi class or finally give yoga a try? And by the way, both of those are great when you do them outside. Number five is to visit a local farm. Now, if you're looking for family activities, visiting a local farm is a great idea. You know, we're lucky to have an apple farm right down the road from our house, and my daughter loves to go there and walk around the apple trees and look at all the different types of pumpkins that they have out on display. In fact, last weekend, we rode our bikes over to the farm, and she got a chance to pet a couple of donkeys, which she has not stopped talking about. You know, local farms have a wide variety of fun activities for the whole family. Things like apple picking or even getting lost in a corn maze are fun ways to be outdoors and active in the fall. And number six is go to the fair. If you don't have a farm nearby, you might find a fair coming to your town. And so long as you stay away from the fried dough, fairs can be a healthy exercise opportunity. You know, just walking through a fair or festival is a lot of fun. It's distracting, and it's a great way to get in some steps. You know, you can enjoy the outdoors and see some fascinating crafts, animals, and people. And number seven is train for a themed race. You know, for some people, just walking around the fair isn't enough. They need a goal in order to stay motivated. And if that sounds like you, training for a themed race may be the perfect way to stay inspired and active this fall. There are a lot of fun Halloween and turkey trot style races happening all across the country. Setting your sights on one can provide the additional motivation that you need to get out there and stay active. So those are seven different ideas for getting outside and staying active this fall. One, sneak it in during soccer practice. Two, bike to your farmer's market. Three, try disc golf. Four, learn something new like Tai Chi or yoga. Five, visit a local farm. Six, walk around the fair. Or seven, train for a turkey trot. I hope you got some value from the show today. In fact, I would love it if you would leave me a review in iTunes and let me know what you think. You know, reviews and ratings in iTunes really help other people find the show, and more people means more of us sharing tips and ideas with each other. So what are you waiting for? It's super easy and really fast to do. If you're listening on an Apple device using the podcast app, just click on the artwork to see the show notes. Click leave a rating and review and jot down your thoughts. That's it. It takes just a few seconds. Or you could visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/143 to leave a review and for links to everything that we talked about today, including a special bonus link to 10 new outdoor workout ideas. While you're there, be sure to get your free copy of Fit Fast First Thing, my Tabata morning workout for a quick 10-minute routine you can use to start your day off right. You can even do it outside in the fall. I'm Steve Stearns. Thank you again for listening. Well, that wraps up another episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. I hope you got something of value from the show today that helps you get outside and in shape. For more on taking your health and fitness outside, visit outsidehealthandfitness.com and subscribe to the show. Until next time, I'll see you outside.